Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by a man who last night, in a multi-home run game, Tristan Lutz. Tristan, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, of course, man.
Multi-home run game last night. First time you'd done it since 2019. How fun was that?
Oh, it was a blast. You know, anytime you can hit one is great, but getting the second one was pretty cool. I mean, yeah, it was a two good swings. Felt good about it, you know?
Well, and the second one was an absolute poke. How much confidence did that give you after quite a fun night?
Right. No, I mean, obviously, it gives you a lot of confidence coming into the next – to today, you know, today's game. So hopefully I can keep it rolling and build off of that.
Talking about confidence, this is a team that is just absolutely rolling. Wins in 11 in your last 13. It seems like every time you look up, you guys are putting up 5, 6, 7 runs, 10-plus hits, a ton of homers. How much fun is it with this lineup right now?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, like, anytime you win games, it's a great time. But with the way we're swinging it, it's just a little bit extra fun, you know? So, I mean, it's a great time. We have a bunch of great guys in the locker room. So, I mean, even if we're not swinging it like this, we're having a good time. So just all of us seem to all be clicking at the same time. It's a lot of fun.
Was there something that you guys were all trying to do throughout this month that's led to the big month? Or is it just everyone getting hot at the right time?
I think... honestly, like the first half, I think we all, as a team, had a really good approach. We didn't swing out a lot of balls, took our walks. And I think a big thing Chucky said to us at the start of the second half was, we've controlled the zone really well this first half. Now let's be just a little bit more aggressive starting the second half. And I think that's what you're seeing is the combination of swinging at strikes and taking balls and taking advantage of those pitches you get to hit.
Well, and really, all it takes is one guy to get this whole lineup rolling, and that's been the big thing throughout this month. How do you guys feed off each other when you all are clicking in the way that you are?
I mean, I think a lot of it is just confidence. You know, like when you play this game, it's a game of failure, but when you see your teammates succeeding and everybody succeeding, there just tends to be more confidence. And I think that's what you're seeing is that we have a bunch of confident guys in the box right now, and that are just feeding off of each other, and it just rolls into a lot of runs, you know.
For you, you've had a big surge of power. 6 home runs in the last 2 months, including those 2 home runs last night. How nice to see the power come out.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's one thing I know I have. It's just getting to it in games sometimes. I have a trouble with it. I mean, it's obviously hitting home runs is fun, so hopefully I can keep it going.
You've also been working a lot with Chucky Caulfield on the swing side of things this year. We've seen you doing a lot of early work out in the field throughout this year. How much has that helped with the power surge?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I mean, the big focal point is hitting the ball more out front. I tend to let the ball get a little bit too deep, and it's harder to hit the ball in the air that way. So just continuing to work on that, like my rhythm in the box, and just those two things.
How much do you enjoy having the full 138 games in the year where you're able to work on stuff like that throughout the year and not only work on it, but then see the results?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun working on things, but the biggest thing is getting those results, obviously. You know, that's why you train so hard. That's why you work so hard, is to get those results. So starting to have those results, obviously, it's a good time, you know, give yourself a little pat on the back and move to the next one, you know.
Coming up on the off day tomorrow, this is a 138-game season. You get one day off every single week. What's been your go-to off-day activity here in 2023?
Honestly, I play a lot of video games, so that's like my main thing. I've always played a lot of video games. So playing video games and then just hanging out with some of the guys off the field, just go to like a movie. I try to keep it pretty low-key on the off day, just kind of stay inside, soak up some AZ, get horizontal. I like to call it just lay down, you know, take it easy. And that's basically what I do.
Have you done the Barbenheimer double feature yet?
I don't even know what that is.
The Barbie and Oppenheimer all in one day at the movie theater?
No. I actually haven't seen either of them. I want to see Oppenheimer. I'm sure I'll see Barbie at some point.
What's the go-to video game on the off day?
Right now I'm playing Apex, Call of Duty, a lot of just like first-person shooter games, stuff like that. And then mix in some like Elden Ring if I just want to like play something a little more challenging.
How nice is it as well to have that release and be able to unplug throughout the season?
Oh, it's a great thing. You have to have your things that kind of get your mind off of baseball. It's really easy when you're at home to just focus on what you're doing because it's such a big part of our lives. But you have to have something that kind of helps you escape from what we do every day. So I think having video games could kind of like lost in that world a little bit. It's really nice to take a little break.
Well, hey, man, thanks, bud, for joining us. Congrats on the big night last night.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. The Shuckers take on the Barons at 5:05.